Welcome to another episode of the Sea Change Sessions with the Little Gael. My name is Barbara Brennan and I'm the project team lead of Sea Change and today's guest host. This podcast is about all things mental health, how we can break the stigma and how we can open that conversation and get more people involved. The views, thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely that of the podcast contributor and not that of Shine or Sea Change. This month, we have been focusing on the theme of exclusion. We have talked to so many different people from so many different walks of life about their experiences of being excluded and what that feels like, what it looks like, and what behaviours we could possibly change. Today, we're going to think about being more inclusive. We're going to try and have different conversations around what it would be like if we were all to be included. That's including others. And even including ourselves, because it's one of the things that we heard across many of the conversations that we've had this Green Ribbon Month, the people identify with self-exclusion. So this idea of maybe feeling less than, feeling not worthy of attending something or not being part of a group, maybe feeling isolated, maybe feeling that, you know, showing up is going to be negative and is going to have a bad effect on you because you fear being judged or treated differently, or maybe from experiences past that it's bringing it forward and saying, I don't want to experience that again because that's what's happened in the past. So it's about how do we change those perceptions? How do we start being strong in our own behaviors and saying, I can make a difference in my own life, or I can make a difference in somebody else's life? We have distributed several hundred thousand green ribbons around the country this month, and we are delighted to have seen so many different conversations. We have talked to the LGBTQIA community. We have talked to Black and ethnic minority community. We have talked to the traveler community. We have talked to our own Sea Change ambassadors about their lived experience of mental health difficulties. The thing is that no matter who we have spoken to across any community in any area of society, we are all saying the same thing and we are all hearing the same message. It hurts to be excluded, and the simple things that we can do can make a huge difference. So the messages that we have taken from across this month are the things like ask. Don't assume that you know something about somebody else. Don't presume that you know what their answer is going to be. So ask them, what do they need? Or maybe ask them what that's like. So this idea of validating somebody for their own experience, because nobody can know what somebody else has been through fully or what it feels like to have experienced that. So this idea of asking, what's that like for you? That can be a game changer for so many people, because usually it's actually just about being heard and seen and not judged. So that's the other part as well, that we really look at how can we be more supportive of each other, even in a time when we don't understand what the other person is going through. This idea of saying, you know what, I don't know what that's like for you, but that must be really difficult. Tell me about it. That's a completely different way of having a conversation. And it's one of the things that we do see when people are brave and start a conversation like that, the rest just follows. It's when we have that fear around starting a conversation that we don't start the conversation. The thing that also happens is that we don't have any other conversations then either, because we're so afraid of saying the wrong thing about mental health or about this experience that we then are afraid of, well, what if I see this person and we're talking about something else? Let's say we're talking about what's on the news, or we're talking about stuff that's been on TV, or, you know, I was out and they weren't, or whatever the thing is. And maybe we'll get around to this topic and I don't want to say the wrong thing. So maybe I'll wait until next week to see that person, or maybe I'll wait until next week to make that phone call. And then a week passes, and then another, and then another. And the thing is that most of us don't do it out of malice, or we don't do it out of spite or to be hurtful. It's usually out of fear. So it is about facing our own fear and finding out, what can I do to make your journey easier? Even if I don't have the answers, it's okay to say that. This month, we have been joined by so many empowered people. And when we talk about empowered people, sometimes we don't feel empowered in our own lives, and that can be really challenging. And it is about finding that space in any given day to say, what did I do today? What can I do? and looking at that piece. So when we're talking about empowerment, it isn't about always making massive changes. Sometimes it's the small changes that we need to focus on. And I really hope that listening back to some of the conversations that we've had this month and even earlier in the year, because the whole year, really, we've been focusing on this topic of becoming more inclusive and understanding more about what we don't know about other people's experiences. The thing that is also common about everybody that we've spoken to is that everybody has a message of hope. So today, as we come to the very end of our 9th Green Ribbon campaign, we are going to remind ourselves of the messages of hope from our wonderful Sea Change ambassadors, from our partners, and from all of the really amazing people who joined us across our podcast, the Sea Change Sessions with the Little Gael. I hope you enjoy listening to these messages of hope, and I hope it gives you a lift. I hope that it reminds you of all of the different ways that we can be hopeful. And I hope that it gives you space to engage with this for yourself, to be more inclusive to yourself, and to be more inclusive to others. From all of the team at Sea Change, thank you so much for joining us on this year's campaign. If you do want to find out more about what you can do about stigma reduction for the rest of the year, just because our campaign is over doesn't mean our conversation is. We will be doing so much more for the rest of the year, so please do come and join us. We will be across social media on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. And we will also be on our website, still sharing stories every week as we do from our ambassadors and partners. So I hope you enjoy this reminder of all of the messages of hope.
I think for me, my message is that you just don't know what the future is going to bring. And I spent from my late teens right up until about 3 years ago with very numerous instances of depression, anxiety, panic disorder. You know, I would say 5-6 fairly severe episodes a year. And the last 3 years for me have just been so stable. And I never thought I would ever get to a point in my life where I could say that. And, you know, does it mean it's going to be like that forever? Who knows? I live in hope. But the message is that, yeah, you just don't know what the future brings. And I look back from when I would have been at my worst, I suppose, you know, hospitalized with depression. And I look at all the beautiful memories I have made since then. And, you know, it's that message of just hang on in there. There are people that feel similar. I'm not going to say the same because we all feel very differently, but we feel similar. We understand to a certain extent what you're going through. There are great people out there who just want to help and support you, and just, you know, hang on in there and it will get better.
My message of hope would be a problem shared is a problem halved, and there's always someone willing to help, and always be willing to have the conversation.
I would really like to encourage anyone who's thinking that because they have a mental health difficulty or experience of a mental health difficulty, that they might not be able to step up and take on a significant challenge, that they can, and that they can, you know, potentially do a lot more, achieve a lot more, or become a lot more than in their own minds they think they're capable of. And it, certainly that would be my experience, that I seriously did not think that I could be a CEO of an organization. And I think if I can do it, others can too, who are feeling that way. So yeah. I would just encourage everybody to, you know, to take, even if it's a small step towards that vision, you know, to give yourself the opportunity and the chance to do that, and to reach out for the support that you need to do it as well. You just never know. You might end up sitting across from a government minister trying to change the world.
You find your people that support you, and don't accept any less than that, because you deserve it.
I really didn't think I'd be here today talking about this. Like, you know, I thought that my life would have ended 2017. I'm here. I'm grateful for every day that I'm here. But believe that you have that resilience within yourself, and that there are other people there that will help you when you open up. And just do believe that the next day will be better. You know?
My message of hope for your listeners today is, in order for us to see change, we need to be the change. If you want to see change in the world, you need to be the change in the world. If we think about this, like for example, the Reform the Eighth and all, everybody united together and Ireland is might be small, but it's very mighty, to be honest. There's a lot of change that has happened in this country, and we can continue to make change. We have to do it together. We need to give people of ethnic minority a chance as well. Do you know that? Because I feel like sometimes they're like, oh, go back to your own country, or Ireland's for the Irish. But if you think about it this way, at the end of the day, people of ethnic minorities are willing to do the low paid jobs or different jobs that they didn't want to do. So be the change that you want to see. That's what I want to say to you guys.
Well, I'm gonna tie it back in with something quite topical at the moment, which is the Olympic Games and Simone Biles and her decision. For those who don't know, she's probably one of the greatest ever gymnasts, and her decision to say no last week and prioritize her mental health and put it on an equal footing with her physical health at the Tokyo Olympics, I thought was an inspiring and brave move for someone for whom the spotlight is a constant companion. I think minds have to be treated and cared for as well as bodies, and if no other message emanates from Tokyo, that has to be it. As I said, if one of the greatest gymnasts of all time can struggle with her mental health, then you and I can certainly struggle too. And I think if she can realize that she needs to take time for her mind, then you and I can do that too. There is help out there, as Josephine and myself have identified. So start a conversation with someone you care about. When doing so, as we said before, you don't have to be an expert or have all the answers or any answers at all, but listening with compassion, with empathy and showing a lack of and a lack of judgment can really restore the most important thing of all when it comes to suicide and mental health, which is hope.
Creating hope through action. And I think if we all took upon ourselves, you know, how can we play our part and what can we do? And I always look at the three elements that I always look at: connecting with ourselves, with others, and with support. So really, really connecting with ourselves, you know, and knowing ourselves, recognizing our own feelings and our emotions, taking care of ourselves emotionally and physically, and just doing all we can to make our lives more meaningful and fulfilling for ourselves. And then connecting in with others, like we were saying earlier, just being there for other people. A thank you, a compliment, an acknowledgement, a smile, just being there for others. It can make a massive amount of difference. And then connecting with support, knowing what supports are there, educating ourselves about the supports, educating ourselves with the training programs also, and also recognizing that, you know, asking for help, that's a huge sign of strength, you know, for ourselves and even us giving that strength. How can we give that strength to other people as well, and encourage them to get on their journey of helping them to keep themselves alive in their struggle? There is lots of help out there. We can be the start, and there's lots of other professional supports and services there as well. And I think if each and every one of us play our part, I think it can be a hopeful world, and hopefully more people will remain in this world and go on to live more meaning and meaningful and fulfilling lives.
Be persistent, be committed to finding something else, but also give yourself the time to do that. I'm 4 years in now and I still have a way to go there. COVID had little setbacks and made me realize things that I haven't overcome yet, but I am so much better and further along than I was when I went into hospital, and I needed hospital at that time. So don't fear it. While I had bad experiences, I couldn't do it by myself, so I needed it, and it definitely set me on the right path within the right system. I just do believe that we don't have to be somebody who's in and out. Like, you can live a really full life even if you're in recovery.
Yeah, I suppose I'm just going to share something someone said to me recently, who had an experience of psychosis. They were saying that we really need to tell people they can come true. That, you know, that hope and that optimism needs to be there from the minute they engage with their GP, the minute they engage with a mental health team, or the minute they speak to a friend. Mm-hmm. Recovery is possible and support is out there.
I my message is hope. My message is the belief and the recognition that people get well. And all I can say is that that's how we stay in, if you like, the life of caring, mm-hmm. because we see recovery, because we're human too. And one of my teachers, Tony Clare, taught me that, you know, you have to ask yourself, how do you stay being a psychiatrist? Mm-hmm. How do you stay doing it? And the great answer turns out to be the witness and the wonderment of people's recovery.
I suppose that there is help available, that if you are struggling with an addiction or with your mental health, that you're worth it. You know, if you're a mother who is using drugs, that you're a good person who loves your children, and that there's no problem that can't be helped by talking to someone. Like, people deserve appropriate treatment supports for every step of their journey towards recovery, be it from addiction or from mental health.
Talk about it. And if you're not brave enough yet to talk about it, then talk with yourself about it, or read about people who have experienced it, mm-hmm. or just write your feelings down.
Yeah,
that sometimes really helps. Like, when I have high levels of anxiety, I do my famous brain dump, and I just write everything down which is going on in my head, and then sometimes that just helps.
For those listening, if you've been affected by anything brought up in today's podcast, we've listed the helplines in the podcast description for you. If you want to find out more about what we do at Sea Change and about how to get involved in reducing mental health stigma, or more about our wonderful ambassadors, please visit us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And of course, you can join us on our website at seachange.ie.